Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the Believer's Authority was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
It used to be that you could just give a person your word or shake a hand, and man, your word was as good as contract. Now, you can put it in writing, and if you have a good lawyer, it doesn't mean anything. Nobody holds himself to their word. That's wrong. Something's wrong with this. We need to be like this. He's putting the emphasis on your words. You've got to get to where you say what you mean what you say, you never violate it. And if you train yourself over and over and over, then when cancer comes and you say, "Cancer, you're dead. Body, you're healed in the name of Jesus. Pain, I command you to leave." Your body will respond because you've taught it to believe the words that you speak. If you don't do that, you can't just be going this direction with the world and then all of a sudden in one instance turn and go the other direction. Most of us are living a life completely inconsistent. And you know what? You think, well, man, I just goof off. I say all kinds of things I don't mean. And it doesn't matter. No, death and life. Not death and life and a whole bunch of gray stuff that doesn't matter. It's either, every word is either life or it's death. It says in Matthew chapter 12, I think it's around verse 35, somewhere in there, it says, "Every idle word that men speak, they will give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned." Every idle word. The word idle means non-productive, non-working. Did you know every word that you speak, every word, every word that you speak, you're going to give an account thereof. Man, if we believe that, we'd be like David. I think it's Psalms 140 or somewhere. He says, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lips." Ecclesiastes chapter 5, when you go into the temple, don't be quick to speak. Don't make rash vows. It's better not to make a vow than it is to make a vow and not pay. I guarantee you, we just say a lot of silly, stupid stuff. And every time you say something that isn't truth, that isn't releasing life, it's communicating to every cell in your body that, you know what, you aren't a person of your word. You aren't a man of integrity or woman of integrity. And that words aren't important to you. And then you turn around and try and use your words to receive from God, and your body's confused. It can't believe that. Amen or oh me. Amen. And in verse 23, this is another major point. Look at this. He says, "Whosoever shall say to this mountain," not only is it important that you speak and understand the power of words and get to where you keep your word so that you train yourself that words are true and your body responds to words. But it's important who you speak to. This is amazing. This is so clear in this verse, and yet most people miss it. The scripture does not say, "Whosoever shall speak to God and ask God to move this mountain and not doubt in their heart." You don't speak to God. He said to speak to your mountain. The mountain in this instance is symbolic of your problem. Whoever will speak to whatever your problem is, talk to your problem. Not talk to God about your problem. Talk to your problem about God. That's opposite what most people do. Most people, when they get a report from the doctor, "Oh God, the doctor says I'm going to die," and they talk to God, "Would you please heal me?" That's opposite what this verse says. Implied in here, if you will sit and think about it, the very fact that you aren't supposed to talk to God, but instead you're supposed to speak to your mountain and command it to be removed, and not doubt in your heart, but believe that it'll come to pass. Implied in that is that you believe that God has already done it. He has already provided this power, and He's put this power on the inside of you. And this is you taking your authority and you speaking in the name of Jesus through His power and you commanding things to happen. It goes back to that verse I was using in James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You have to resist the devil and he flees from you. You have to resist the sickness. You have to resist the depression. You have to resist whatever the mountain is. You have to take the authority. You rebuke it. You speak to it. Don't ask God to do it. God has already provided it. He's already beat the devil. He's healed all of our sicknesses and all of our diseases. And he put the same power that raised Jesus from the dead on the inside of us. And it's up to us to take that power and authority and speak directly to the problem, not talk to God about it. That's major. Major. And most people don't do that. Again, probably the vast majority of people sitting in this room this morning, when you have something happen, the first thing you do is, oh God, please heal me. And you start petitioning God and you get other people to agree with you because God doesn't love you enough to answer your prayers. But if you could get 100 people to pray together, you could put enough pressure on God that maybe God would do it for 100's sake or something like that. And we go to begging God. And then if you don't see the tree dry up immediately, well then, God, why didn't you do it? Do you not love me, God? Are you mad at me? Is this you punishing me? And we get into all kinds of weird stuff. The Lord told us to speak to the mountain, to take our authority. I think I've already used this verse, but over in the third chapter of the book of Acts, Peter and John were going into the temple and they saw a man who was crippled from his mother's womb, and they didn't pray a prayer. They never did ask the Lord to heal this man. They just said, look on us. And he looked at them, and they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. They didn't ask God to heal him. They said, I have it. I have the healing power of God. Now, it wasn't them. It was God's power, but it was in them. And they said, I have it. And they just spoke and grabbed the man by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he went walking and leaping and praising God. And it got results. You know, they'd get kicked out of 99% of churches for standing up and saying, I have the power and the anointing of God. People would say, oh, it's not you. It's God. Well, obviously. Obviously it's not me, but that power is in me. And until you recognize that you have it and until you take that authority and until you start speaking to your problem in the name of Jesus, you aren't going to see deliverance. And most Christians aren't taking their authority. They're asking God to do it when the truth is God's already provided it. He's put that power on the inside of you and it's up to you to stand and rebuke and command these things to happen. Man, that's powerful. You know, I go to Charlotte, North Carolina every year, Pastor Dean's church here. And anyway, I was staying with some friends of mine there one time. And this woman that in the home that I was staying in, she had watched this video that we had of Nikki Oshinsky, how she was healed. And she was so touched by that. When we got home, she was just sitting in a chair crying. And she said she had never seen anything like that. And she was so thrilled with it. And she said, I've got a friend who has the exact same symptoms and problems that Nikki had. And says, could she come over and would you pray for her? And I said, I'd be glad to do it. And she says, good, because she's on her way. She'll be here in 10 minutes. So anyway, this woman came in. It's a very long story. I won't go into all of it. But she was Presbyterian. She felt like God put this sickness on her to teach her something, that she had to bear it. It was her lot in life. She also felt like she wasn't the Christian she should be, and so she deserved it and all of these things. She started telling me this stuff and I started countering all this. I spent 20 or 30 minutes saying, no, God didn't put this on you. God doesn't control that. God doesn't give you what you deserve or you'd go to hell. It's according to grace and mercy. And I just countered all of this stuff. And for about 25 or 30 minutes, I countered it. And then I told her it was God's will to heal her. She had pain. The doctor said that on a scale of 1 to 10, her pain was a constant 11. And she had had pain for like 7 or 8 years. They told her she would be dead 3 years before the time I met her. And the only way she had been able to cope, she had magnets taped all over her body. And then she had a blanket that she wrapped herself in that had magnets sewn into the blanket. And somehow or another, these electrical fields decreased the pain. And so that's the way she'd been surviving. And she was 3 years past when they said that she would be dead. And so anyway, she was in constant pain, just had terrible pain. So I sat on the coffee table in front of her because she couldn't move and get around, and grabbed her hands, and I rebuked all of that pain, commanded it to leave, and instantly she was just pain-free. She stood up and took that blanket off and started moving around, and she says, "I don't have any pain." It was the first time in 7 or 8 years that she had been pain-free. She was instantly set free. And she says, "But I've got a burning right here in the back, right where my waist is. Why do I have a burning?" And I said, "I didn't talk the burning, I talked the pain. You didn't tell me you had a burning." So I said, "What's this?" And I commanded burning to leave, and it was gone. And she started praising God. So then I spent about 25 minutes teaching her this exact same verse, the same thing I'm sharing with you. And I said, "Now Satan will come back and try and steal what God has done. But if you have another pain or a burning, it doesn't mean you lost it. It's just like a knock on the door. Satan can put a pain on you. That doesn't mean you got something. It's just him knocking on the door. Are you going to let him in?" And I said, "If you respond by saying, 'Oh no, I wasn't healed,' you open the door. If you respond by saying, 'Oh no, it's back,' then you open the door." I said, "The thing to do is just do what I've been doing. And you talk." I taught her how to speak directly to the problem and take your authority. And I said, "He may knock on the door a couple of times, but if you don't answer it, he'll move on. It'll be over." So anyway, I spent about 25 minutes teaching this woman this. And as she got ready to leave, she put her hand on the door to open the door. And she just stopped and turned around and looked at me. And she says, "The burning's back." And I said, "Well, I've been teaching you what to do." So I said, "I'm not going to pray over it. I want you to pray." And you got to remember, this woman had been a Presbyterian 45 minutes before this. And this woman, she got up and she prayed. This is nearly word for word what she said. She said, "Father, I thank you that it is your will to heal me. It's your will to heal every time. By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed. I claim my healing in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, I am healed." It's not a good prayer.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Believer's Authority. The Believer's Authority is available for the very first time in book form and can be ordered through bookstores nationwide. Or you can receive a copy when you send a gift of any amount for the work of this ministry. Request book R327 when you write or call or when you go to our website. A Spanish version is also available. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series RM234 or DVD series R3205 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net.
You know, if you've been blessed by today's program, I believe that you're seeing that, you know, the Word of God, if you live in the Word of God and if you study it, it changes the way you see things, the way you react to things. And I'm telling you that this is the key to sensitizing your heart, is just being focused on the Word. And the best way that I have to offer you of getting into the Word, our products will help, but the very best way is our Charis Bible College. It is an intense study of the Word for 2 years, possibly 3 years if you stay and do our apprenticeship program. And we have the equivalent of like 22 years worth of church attendance crammed into 2 years worth of Bible school. If you'd like information about that, please call me and inquire about our Charis Bible Colleges.